Hey, NFL fans, you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.NET in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're here. It's 10 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Susie. She'll be back here for Overrated next hour and the newscast. We have more sports than normal today during the football season. We all most of the time open with the purple because no other business in this town is as discussed as the Minnesota Vikings. Nothing is close. Then you had a championship game last night where I am complaining about the officials. Now, my father, I was first going at Collar because Collar was all over it very early. And I put a tweet out there. At Collar and said, the ghost of my father has invaded Matthew Collar. And then one of the calls started to bug me. So we're going to talk about the lynx and the anger and the bitterness with our friend Sloan Martin at 12:35. We're going to get to politics, just utter incompetence in Edina. Hey, I don't, I'll just leave these ballots just right there. Go ahead. Elon Musk, here's $1 million. Wink, wink. I know who you know who I know I want you to vote for. Maybe you can win $1 million. And then Arnold Palmer's penis comes into play. Where did you have that one? Things that you could predict for the weekend, Dave. Arnold Palmer's penis, how high on the list was it?
Frankly, I was a bit shocked that it took this long. I thought we were going to get to that back in September.
Not only will we talk about it, but our Jack William Nicholas is going to chime in.
Well, he would know. He's been in that shower.
He's been in the shower. I mean, Winnie can't join us. You know, Arnold definitely had a reputation. I don't know. I know there's a guy I could call in town who would know about some ladies we could call. I'm not doing that. But our Jack Nicklaus is calling in. By the way, Jack is on the road himself. You'll hear where. I was shocked.
I did not think that was going to be the case, but
no. Chip Scoggins on the purple links and other items. And Reed Forgrave on politics and religion. So plenty of good stuff for you. I wish we had a giveaway today. And I thank our promotions team, though. That's right, we don't have one. Be nice if we had.
We've got people now.
Do we have people now?
We've got people.
Oh, I just thought it was Brad.
Well, he's one of the people.
Okay.
We've got other people.
Okay.
You've got plenty you could give away.
Gave away a lot of shots yesterday.
Yeah. Sounds like there's a couple clubs that you probably don't need anymore.
Nice of you to show. I'm blaming you. I didn't play as well as I've been playing lately.
You missed me?
You tapped out.
Yeah, I did.
And I think it threw me off. I mean, because certainly wasn't the 82 degrees and one club wind. It was I could be like the Lynx and own up to it. But no, they're blaming the officials, so I'm going to blame you.
Mm.
You know?
Would have liked to have been there.
Yeah. You seem to be feeling a little better today, though, right?
I'm much more perky today than I was Saturday night and most of yesterday.
Are you going to appear tonight?
I think so.
Okay. 100-year anniversary party tonight, Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Tickets are sold. I don't know if anybody's scalping any outside, though. I wouldn't eliminate it.
No. In fact, it's not a bad idea.
Right?
You bring it up.
You could do that. You could scalp your seats. I'm not encouraging anybody to rush the gate. But if you want to show and say, hey, could we get in? You didn't hear it from me.
No.
But give it a try.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, I can make up a quick little sign. I need tickets. Hopefully a couple people coming by will decide, seems like a better deal. Then
yeah.
I can double the price, sell them to somebody else.
That could be pretty good. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to see a lot of people and a lot of very loyal, kind listeners are showing up. I don't think my opinion has changed at all about the Minnesota Vikings. They lose a game, and I don't think my opinion has changed at all.
Not about the defense?
The Lions' offense is the best offense in the league.
Well, we're supposed to have the best defense, Chad.
31 points. That'd be a problem. Four straight scores when you're leading 10-0. That would be a problem. But before the game, I didn't think the bar should have been the Vikings are going to stop Jared Goff. How many quarterbacks, by the way, in the league are better than Jared Goff? It's and the teams as we know them. And you get to select quarterbacks first. Mahomes is obviously one. How many quarterbacks are better for a game this Sunday than Jared Goff? It's not a long list, man. I mean, some of the numbers he's putting up lately, he almost had three straight games with a passer rating over 150. He's over 140 combined the last four. When the Rams acquired Stafford, they win the bowl. And a lot of people thought, well, Detroit's just going to have Goff for a year, fill out that contract, because they ended up with, what, two number ones, I think? Wasn't it Stafford and Goff for two number ones?
I think you're right.
And how many quarterbacks are – I think there's one quarterback who's definitely better than Jared Goff. Can you say Josh Allen is definitely better?
Not this year.
How about Lamar? Is Lamar definitely better?
What, two MVPs?
I mean,
that's pretty good.
Well, his past is way better.
Yes. I'm just saying, I don't think he's slipped. You know, he's.
So for good. A game, I'm with you. I take Lamar.
Probably Lamar.
Lamar's two. Allen's had some really poor games this year.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody else in the NFC that's coming to mind.
No. He's got great skill around him and an offensive line. He has the most talented offensive team. So maybe that skews it a little bit. So that's my point on the defense, where, and again, more is being made of Blake Cashman's absence. This sport is brutal. Aiden Hutchinson wasn't out there. And with all respect to Blake Cashman, who's been a very fine player this year, a part of a number of excellent offseason signings, Blake Cashman is no Aiden Hutchinson as Lloyd Benson enters the room. Okay? So every team is going to lose individuals. And I'm sure they missed him because it seemed to be some confusion at times, because not only is he very good at what he does, he's the guy who's communicating with Flores. He's the guy who's communicating with players. He's got the dot. He's the quintessential middle linebacker. So, sure, he was missed, but we can go through this constantly. And so often what happens is if it's your team that loses, you mention who you don't have. But funny, you don't mention the other teams all across the league and who they don't have. I thought before this game, if they met on a neutral site, I would have picked the Lions. I think the Lions are a little better, even though the Vikings are 5-0, and they've been the surprise of the league. And purely on record, I get it. But the talent on the Lions the last couple of years, Dan Campbell, after being just clownish in Miami, has turned into be a really good fit for this team. Their general manager, is it Brad Holmes? I think that's the name. Made a lot of good good selections. I think they're in the mix. And in the NFC, can I join the crowd and say as of right now, the two best teams in the NFC played about six blocks from here yesterday. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Right? Because, is it even a debate right now in the NFC?
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anybody in the East.
Let's just go. Commanders, right? Jaden Daniels, I don't know. Did he's got some rib issues, by the way. ASU's own Jaden Daniels.
Calm down.
Yeah. He did leave and go somewhere else and won the Heisman. But, the formation of that star set was set up on Mill Ave, man.
Does he hate his kickers, too?
God, what an overreaction. My God. You knew that backpedal was happening fast. Nobody in the West. What's happened to the 49ers?
Brock Purdy's showing who he really is finally.
Okay. Are the Packers in the mix at 5-2?
They have to be close because surviving the couple weeks, doing better than surviving, winning the couple weeks with Love out. Yeah.
Well, right now the three best teams in the NFC are in the NFC North.
They are.
And I think they're in order right now. I have the Lions 1. I have the Vikings 2. I have the Packers 3. When's the last time that happened, by the way?
And the Bears ain't bad.
And the Bears are 4-2, and the kid quarterback is playing better and better. He hasn't played much of a schedule, but he's not Daniels so far. But if he's your rookie quarterback and you're not even halfway through the season, you're saying, to quote PA, let's play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. It was bang-bang game. 2-point conversion, the 5-yard illegal formation penalty, or else Reichert's going to try a 68-yarder. What great drama that would have been. It's an automatic if you're going to have a field goal to win the game. But 68 yards? And by the way, the way the kid has kicked, he has missed. And the way he's made these 50-yarders? Are we going to now have to start penalizing kickers for missing field goals? Because it's just so easy now.
I told you off air last week, I think we need to go to mandatory barefoot kicking. Take the shoe away.
Something. I know the obvious one is you're going to narrow the uprights. I think if you miss a field goal under 45 yards, you lose a point.
You lose a point.
You lose a point.
Wow.
You got to do so. They're so good. So.
Maybe the other team gets possession of the ball at the 50.
Maybe that's it. Something is even more penal. Because now it's just outside of my school, everybody makes a field goal.
Right.
Has your opinion discernibly, significantly, notably changed after the loss? Because I can go through a lot of things why they lost. I got notes here, Dave, that only I can read, and 15% of them I can't read them. So I can give you examples of play calling, Darnold's throws, where did Jefferson go, Cam Bynum getting faked out, Grenard, all this stuff. But I thought the Lions were a little better before. I think the Lions are a little bit better now, and I think the Vikings are the second best team in the NFC. And even if we put aside how shocking that is, that's a pretty good spot to be in right now. Now, I'll get to why I think that separation might be even more as the season goes along, but you text me, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text lines. Did your opinion change in any way on the Vikings? And by the way, you're allowed to say, you know what, they played the best team in the NFC, and I feel even better about them. They've played a tough schedule so far, no doubt. Did your opinion change yesterday? 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, NFL fans, you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep-and-switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
27 past the hour, 12. Of course we have a bumper music theme. We don't have anything to give you this week. So we can tell you right away the bumper music theme. It is?
Stealing.
Want to expand?
Well, Minnesota Lynx had a title stolen from them last night.
Stealing.
We're in unison. Thanks to your texts. You're all on board. You finally joined the rest of Minnesota. You're finally blaming the refs for all of our sports issues. Well done.
I don't think I blame all, but and we'll get into this with Sloan in about 7-8 minutes. It took me a while, but
once you jumped on board, you found the waters very nice.
The officiating was incompetent last night. Now, we will point out the contrast to Game 4 when the Lynx benefited from the disparity.
Must you do that?
And I don't remember a lot of people
pointing
that out, but we'll get to that. Okay, what do you think? Do you have a notable different opinion of the Vikings after, by the way, you're playing the game to win, right? Somebody should say, "What? Who are you? You're blaming officials, and now you're saying the team lost. What happened? You went soft. You play the game to win," as a guy who screwed up my football team out in Tempe said over and over. Well, he said the one time, and then he said it over and over and over and over.
Way to win the game.
Yeah,
right, Herm.
What do you think?
I think it raises questions about the defense. I think it has to. I'm not saying the defense is terrible, but for a defense that was unbelievable through the first five victories,
yep,
has to be questions. I mean, Goff goes 22 of 25, no picks. You were averaging, 60-some yards, giving up on the ground, and they got about 140, I think, you know, including a couple big runs.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Bynum. Still wondering what happened.
I mean, he's been really good.
I think there has to be at least a couple questions raised, and you can't blame it all on missing Blake Cashman. It's part of it. But, you know, I think were they exposed? Was it a bad day? Are the Lions just that darn good? I don't know. But
That is the best comeback. That if you look at when momentum is changing games, look at how Green Bay moved. Look at how the Jets move the ball later. 49ers move the ball later. Now, all those games, you had a sizable lead. And here you have a lot of talent. I don't even think it's a debate. They're the most talented offensive team because the offensive line, they had one guy out, I forget who, but they're really good. Wide receivers are great. The two running backs are great. And the quarterback's top five quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you get to January, you're going to play some good teams, right? So that's the number one. I'll give you another one. And while Darnold had a lot of good numbers when you're getting to later January, most of the time the quarterbacks are at worst top 10 and top 5. And again, he had a number of good throws. But when you're going up against upper-level talent, do you think Darnold, in the fourth quarter, can make those plays? Because there were examples yesterday. There were a couple. No, I mean, Aaron Jones was unbelievably wide open on the one interception. The throw on the rollout to Jefferson, where Jefferson and Addison were in the same spot, was not a good throw. Then on the 3rd and 7 on the drive where they end up kicking another field goal, he's got Addison wide open. I get it. If we sit there and have a chance to watch kind of the 22 and all the stuff, we probably see Mahomes missing guys. But there were just some key moments yesterday where Goff is making those plays, and it's a small margin, and Darnold was not.
Yeah.
And that's notable.
No, it's true. To me, for the defense, I think you mentioned it, it's the Vikings have been unbelievably good in the first quarter this season. Outscoring 58 teams.
58-3, yes. And the three was from when Ham fumbled and the Giants did nothing and kicked the field goal.
Exactly right.
58 straight points for the Vikings in the first quarter, opponents 0.
Yeah. It seems to me like the defense is unbelievable early, and then teams catch on. Now, is the defense unable to make a change?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And also, I heard, again, second PA reference, I heard him mention today, the Lions have the by far the best plus minus in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So they kind of, you know, and that was before the game. So it played out exactly how. All right. More sports than normal in the first hour because a championship was determined last night. And it was perfect for Minnesota fans for one group. The group, which is a big group. The we always get screwed group. The officials are always out to get us group. Sloan Martin knows the WNBA extraordinarily well. Sloan is next on CZO.
Hey, NFL fans, you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York, or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.